Okay, I'm with the City co-owner, co-chairman, Edin Rahic. First game of the season, few nerves around. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm excited and I can't wait that it starts now, because it was a massive changes in the squad and on and off the pitch. And we prepared the season and the season started very well, I think. We're fully confident that it will be a successful season and hopefully we'll get a good start in today.
New manager as well, a lot of new players. What's the expectation for this opening game?
The expectations are, like I said, now when I was in the change room and I said, guys, I'm the first time, the last time in the change room this season, but I just want to say how proud Stefan and I am, because it was a short time of preparation for the coaching staff and the players, and they showed so many passion for the club and they know exactly, they are proud to wear our shirt, and that's important for us. And everything can happen, but I said, listen, we sold 1,500 tickets today. It's massive to sold out away stand, and just fight for your lives today. And yeah, if you have a chance to win, that's fine, but as long as you give everything 100% for the club and for the team, you have a great chance today, and I hope and I think you'll win.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, we've got a lot of young players in there as well. You want them to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, we have also experienced players on the pitch, to be fair, but I think there will be, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 debuts today, so they've never played with this formation like today, but this doesn't matter. I mean, that's what I said from the beginning. We need a very good mix between young talents and experienced ones, and probably in the beginning it's more important experience in moments, because you see Shrewsbury Town, they have also a lot of changes in the manager and in players in the squad. And I've heard now from the chairman, he said, I don't know how many transfer requests we got this week, so they're also very uncertain, and I think they're in the same situation like we after the first year, after a very successful season, and to lose at Wembley is not really motivating for the next season. And I think, yeah, this will not help them today, and I hope it will help us to get a win out of it.
Well, you took a gamble on Michael Collins. Are you hoping it's a gamble that will pay off and he will get time to sort of get his philosophy across to these players? Are you happy for him to do that?
No, a gamble is if you go in a casino and you put black or red and you can't influence, you can't do anything. For me, it was not a gamble because, as I said, Michael, Martin and Greg, they helped me in the recruitment department from the beginning after the last season, and step by step I learned them more and more, how they think, how they want to play, and it matched totally, so it's not a gamble. I think it will work out, and as I said also now in the changing room, we win and we lose together. We have to stick together now, especially also with the fans and with the sponsors, then we have a chance. Otherwise, we will not have a chance in Bradford City.
A calculated risk then, maybe. What's their expectations for the season? We just want to compete and get the club as high as we can?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear? Underestimation or overexcitement? I mean...
Well, do we want to say we want to go up this year or playoffs? What's the expectation level?
It's like, I don't know, 15 or 17 clubs want to go up. But I think for Bradford City and from our preparation, the budget and all the things around, I think our aim must be always to reach the playoffs, and this is also the season, and then what comes comes.
Well, good luck today. Quick prediction, go on, give us a scoreline, Edin.
2-1 for Bradford City. Come on.
We take that. Great to hear from you. Good luck today.
Thank you.